Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله لطيف خبير صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, from amongst the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have the name Al-Latifu. Al-Latifu comes from the root word Latufa. Latufa. And Latufa has a multiple of meanings. Al-Latif generally is translated as the subtle one, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the subtle one. But Latufa has got many, many meanings. And all the meanings are in use for the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for an example, Latufa, the first meaning of it is something that is gentle, something that is very mild, and something which we would consider as kind, something that is affectionate. So all that is also attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second meaning to Latufa or Al-Latif, it means that something that is hidden away, something that you cannot see, something that is discreet. And so that is also used in the Quran. We see in Surah Luqman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned Latif in that meaning. And this ayat kareema is very, very important for us to understand, where Hazrat Luqman goes on to explain to his son, to his child, the very first lesson that is given to him. And so he says to his child, Ya Bunayya, O my son, Innaha intaku mithqala habbatin min khardalin fatakun fi sakhratin aw fi samai aw fil ardi ya'ti biha Allah. Inna Allaha latifun khabir. Inna Allaha latifun khabir. So something which is also very small, something which is discreet, something which a human being cannot see. And so Hazrat Luqman is saying to his son that, my dear son, understand that imagine if there is something as small as a grain of a mustard seed, something to the measure of a mustard seed, very, very small. And if that mustard seed is put inside a rock, a boulder, something that is solid, or that you take that mustard seed and it is placed somewhere in the heavens or somewhere in the earth, remember, Ya'ti biha Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring that forth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will present that to you. Why? Inna Allaha latifun khabir. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most subtle, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all aware. Now there is something that you can actually see, but then there is something which is imperceptible to our senses. Something that is imperceptible to our senses. We can't even imagine that. But for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring that forward. And so why did Hazrat Luqman go on to explain this to his son? From a very young age, it is our duty to make sure that the iman of our children is very, very strong and secure. And so to instill in him from a young age that, my son, remember, your father will not be there to watch you all the time what you are doing. Your father will not be there. And there are times when you can actually hide something from your father. You decide to go out and you want to smoke a cigarette. Maybe you're hiding away and hiding away from your family. But Hazrat Hakim Luqman is saying that even if you hide away, my son, remember one thing, that always be conscious that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is monitoring you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching. And when we speak in this language to our young children, insha'Allahu ta'ala, a time will come that this message will settle inside them. They will actually understand how important this is. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-latif. He knows everything. And al-latif actually means intimate knowledge of a human being. That is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knows everything about every individual, even though we can't see it. And even though perhaps at times a human being, his mind is not to that level to understand it, but that is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so this is the meaning of al-latif. Now when we describe al-latifu to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my respected brothers, it also means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you and He is around you at all times. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is around you at all times. That is also the meaning of al-latif, the subtle one. Let me give you an example. The air that we breathe, the air is with us all the time. Am I right or am I wrong? If you say that, okay, you know, I want to run away from this air that I am breathing, is it possible? Wherever you go, the air is with you. And the air also that you are breathing in, it's not hard. It's very gentle. A very gentle breeze. It's not burdensome. It's not something that you have to carry. But you continue doing your own affairs. But at the same time, you are also breathing. And so the air that you are breathing, the air is around you all the time. Just to give you an example, that al-latifu also means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the subtle one in such a way that He is with you all the time. The only difference is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from every kind of analogy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free from every kind of example. And that He is with you, but Allah is imperceptible. He is imperceptible. But at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that I am al-latif and I am with you all the time. That is why in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, لا تدركه الأبصار وَهُوَ يُدْرِكُ الْأَبْصَارِ وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرِ لَا تُدْرِكُهُ الْأَبْصَارِ وَهُوَ يُدْرِكُ الْأَبْصَارِ Vision cannot grasp Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No vision can grasp Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can grasp all visions. Allah can grasp all visions. وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, because I am al-latif, the most subtle one. The most subtle one. That is why when Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wa salam had requested Bari ta'ala, I want to see you. فَخَرَّ مُوسَى سَعِيكَ He fell unconscious. He fell unconscious. It is not actually possible for insan to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that way. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him that it is not possible. فَخَرَّ مُوسَى سَعِيكَ And he fell down unconscious. And so understand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-latif. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is imperceptible. How? Now imagine, my respected brothers, even if someone who is very, very close to you, someone who you dearly love, you love him very, very much, but that is not part of your body, that entity is not part of your body, but you love someone, would you want him to be around you all the time, 24 hours? That would be quite difficult. Even someone who you love most dearly, you might say to that person, you know, I wish you were with me all the time, and you know, I want to see you all the time, but it's a bit fake when we say that. You don't want that person 24 hours around you. You want a bit of space also. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that zat, that Allah has also given insan that space, in a sense that Allah is imperceptible. Allah is imperceptible, but at the same time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is around you all the time. How is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala around you? That is only in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we know is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-latifu, that He is the subtle one. And another meaning also is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also shown His creation things that He has created that are also very, very subtle. Very subtle. In fact, they are in motion and they are in function, but without Him ever realizing it. Without Him ever realizing it. Subhanallah al-Azim. Imagine your heartbeat. 70 to 100 times per minute. It only has half a second to take rest, the heart, the pump. 70 to 100 times per minute. But Allah is al-Latif. It is happening, but in such a subtle way that you don't realize. In your 24 hours, this pump is pumping or beating 10,000 times. 10,000 times, 24 ghante mein, the heart. But in a very subtle way, in a very subtle way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing people that I am al-latifu. I have kept something screened away from you, kept away from you, but it is working. It is there. And we realize that. There are so many examples. My respected brothers, isn't this earth spinning round in its axis? For a long time, people were of this opinion, scientists, that no, the earth is static, it's not spinning round. And then later on, all sorts. But in reality, the Quran is saying, كُلٌّ فِي فَلَكٍ يَسْبَحُونَ Everything is actually swimming. يَسْبَحُونَ means to swim. It is going round and round. The earth is also spinning round. But will you ever find somebody saying that, you know, the earth was spinning, so that is why I had an accident. I couldn't walk, I slipped from the road and I was on the motorway and all of a sudden, because the earth was going round, my car was pushed on one side to the hard shoulder. Allahu Akbar. Look at the karigiri. Look at how everything is in motion, how everything is functioning. That is the meaning of al-latif. That is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. The most minute detail, the most minute affair of each individual, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the full knowledge of that. And you see, my respected brothers and elders, one meaning is of al-latif, the one who cares and the one who is gentle. You can only care for somebody and be gentle to someone if you are fully aware of all the sensitivities of that individual. Imagine you need to take care of someone who might be disabled or elderly. You have to know the background of that individual so that you can give him the best care. But if you don't know that person, how will you care for him? For an example, a mother knows the child and the baby at best. When the child will cry, the father will say, "Chup karni hai ne," make him quiet. But the mother will say, "No, no, the baby is hungry, the child is hungry." And he's crying and you know he's hungry. That intimate relationship, that connection that is there. The baby is crying, the child is crying. Why? It needs to go to the toilet. Or I need to clean the child. The mother will look at the face of that baby and the child and will pick up quickly that he's not well today. He is not well today. By the eyes, she can see he is not well. That relationship is there. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, "I am Latif. I know everything that is personal to you that you yourself don't know." Why I am a Latif? I am going to take full care of you. Allah has taken the responsibility of taking care of all humanity. And only when He knows someone in every capacity that He is Latif, even the most private of affairs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that. Something which is imperceptible, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ إِنسَان. When you stand up and look at yourself, أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ, do you not ponder, do you not see how I have created you? وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Scholars have mentioned that from the top to the bottom, Allah is taking care of insan. Allah is taking care of insan. Each and every individual has got more than 300,000 strands of hair. 300,000 strands of hair. Everyone. Unless, of course, wo burhape mein he gets bald and, you know, the hair is not there. But generally, 300,000 strands of hair. And under each strand, there is what we call muscle, vein, a bulb, everything that is there under each strand of hair. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking care of insan. And what we take for granted, that we can see each other, we are looking at each other. We are amazed, you see, when you buy the Samsung, the new phones, and you say that, oh, the camera is very powerful. And you compare the camera of Samsung with the iPhone, and I'm not going to compete here, right? Ke kaun acha Samsung ya iPhone, bade chhore bhai. But just to give you an example, we want to admire and we say, oh, look at the camera here. Look at the camera here. Look at this camera. But look at this camera. Allah is saying, look at this camera. Allahu Akbar. Look at this camera that I have created. 140 million photoreceptors. There is no camera in the world. Not the Americans, not the Chinese, not the Germans, not anyone in the world that can compete with this one eye, with one blinking of the eye. With one blinking of the eye. There is no camera. 140 million photoreceptors. Just eyes, parde. And then you come to the ears. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how He has created the ears. 30,000 sensitive cells are in the ears. The scholars have written this. So that a person can hear the voice clearly. Cells that are put there. If there is something, even if you have wax in your ears, you'll see it makes a difference. You can't hear properly. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking care of insan? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-latif. And one meaning of al-latif is to be gentle and to take care of him. It's to take care of him and to be gentle. And then mashallah, you heard the Imam Sahib here reading qiraat. For one letter to be pronounced on the tip of the tongue, 17 muscles have to be exercised. How many? In the mouth? 17 muscles have to work for a person to take out the voice of one letter, to pronounce one letter. And how caring is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the tip of the tongue? More than 9,000 taste buds. 9,000. And automatically the 9,000 are renewed every week. What a factory. How it is functioning. So that a person can taste food which is sour, sweet, salty, bitter. Everything he can taste. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking care of him. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Subhanallah al-Azim. And look at his skin. Waterproof. And there is air conditioning under the first layer of your skin. Air conditioning. Subhanallah al-Azim. 6 million air conditioners. That are there. That actually regulate your body temperature. That regulate your body temperature. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking after this insan that Allah is saying, I am al-latifu. I know everything about you and I am completely gentle and very calm in giving you the best life. Giving you everything. Allahu Akbar. We won't even go to the heart and the liver and your kidneys and all the other organs inside your body. You are sleeping, you are walking, you are doing business, you are doing everything, but without you realizing, everything is working. Until of course when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to give you Jannah. When Allah decides to give you Jannah, then Allah gives a command. Then this body malfunctions and it stops. So that this body can be disposed of and immediately it is connected with Jannah if he is from amongst those who have Iman. But other than that, if you look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-latifu. He is the subtle one. He knows everything about you, everything about you, and he is there looking after you. That is why also in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given examples mentioning this sifat, this description, attribute. In one ayat of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَتُصْبِحُ الْأَرْضُ مُخْضَرًّا إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَطِيفٌ خَبِيرٌ. Insan, don't you see how rain comes down from the heavens? As it comes down, you will see the earth becoming green. فَتُصْبِحُ الْأَرْضُ مُخْضَرًّا. Why? إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَطِيفٌ. Allah is the most subtle. Now, why has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used here the term Allah is the most subtle? All of these things that are happening is happening in front of insan, but insan does not realize. I was reading one kitab, in there it said that one cloud has the capacity to hold 300,000 tons of water. The storm cloud. Do we see that? Do we see the water going up and mashallah for it to like a bag that is up suspended in the heavens? 300,000 tons of water. Kabhi socha hai aapne? Allahu Akbar. Suspended up in there. At the same time the planes are also going, Allahu Akbar. The storm cloud. 300,000 tons. And for insan it comes down. And also the formation, how it rains. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given it a pattern. That when it rains in such a way that it comes down not straight, direct, otherwise it would harm a person. A person would die. But it comes down in such a way that if it hits anything, it does not give it any form of harm. Unless it is azab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then who sees that water, all of a sudden it comes down, it penetrates inside. And then who has seen that there are seeds inside the earth? Who has seen that? Do we see that? And then who has seen the seeds when, subhanAllah, for the first time it sprouts out, it doesn't make a noise. It comes out from the earth, it doesn't make a noise. Very subtle. Everything is subtle. Rain goes up, rain comes down, penetrates the earth. Everything from inside the earth comes out. When it sprouts out, it doesn't make a noise. And all of a sudden it is already there. Allah is saying, why? I am Al-Latif. Imagine, brothers, when we came into this dunya, we could fit in the stomach of the mother. Sugar bag ki tara baby hota hai. And subhanallah, slowly, slowly this baby, the growth is there, the growth is there, the growth is there, until it becomes, mashallah, like Umar Farooq. Very strong, stouty. Huh? Mashallah. And now, after that, I don't think there is anybody, well, we are not to get any taller. We are not to get any taller. That is it. But how insan is growing, but he does not realize. If you actually look at your pictures, 3-4 years ago, just even 3 years ago, if you look at that child who was not balig, when he was 12, 13, and when he looks at his pictures, when he is 17, he'll say, is this really me? Allahu Akbar, is this me as young as that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-latif. Things are happening in a subtle way, that he does not even realize. And likewise, in a very subtle way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also bless him with Jannah in such a way that he will not even realize, without any kind of pain, without any kind of difficulty, if he shows obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why one meaning of Al-Latif is also that Allah is very merciful. Sometimes a person does not know and he judges himself of the first phase of his life that he is going through a lot of difficulty, and then he does not realize what will happen to him in the future. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking him through that turmoil. Why? Only to award him with complete success and for him to enter into Jannah and depart from this dunya with Iman. That is why in the Quran, in Surah Yusuf, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam has spoken of this. وَقَدْ أَحْسَنَ بِي إِذْ أَخْرَجَنِي مِنَ السِّجْنِ وَجَاءَ بِكُم مِنَ الْبَدْوِ مِنْ بَعْدِ أَنْ نَزَغَ الشَّيْطَانُ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ إِخْوَتِي إِنَّ رَبِّي لَطِيفٌ لِمَا يَشَاءُ. Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam is saying, Subhanallah, when you look at my life from the very, very beginning, all the difficulties that came to him, going into prison, coming out. But the last phase of the life of Yusuf alayhi salam, he is saying, Inna Rabbi Latif. Why? Because my Allah is Al-Latif. My Allah is Al-Latif. And he knows exactly what is happening. Exactly what is happening. And so that is why, what we need to learn, my respected brothers, that Al-Latifu means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the knowledge of a person, of everything in his creation, even things that are also imperceptible of the senses. Imperceptible of the senses, that knowledge is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why as believers, we must also have iman upon what Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said. If Allah's Nabi is saying they are jinns, then they are jinns. Somebody if he says, oh, I can't see any jinn, I'm not going to believe in jinns. No, believe in jinns. So what if you can't see the jinns? It is in the Quran. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said there is jannah, there is jahannam. Of course there is jannah and jahannam. If the Quran speaks of the punishment of the grave, you might open up a grave and you might see nothing inside. That does not mean that there is nothing happening there. There is punishment of the grave. Or there is also great reward for a person in the grave. And so whatever Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has explained, we must have iman. What we need to understand, that he is Al-Latif. Like how the air surrounds us all the time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us all the time also. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Allahumma taqabbal minna wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma tawaffana musliman wa alhikna bis salihin. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khairi محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذرياته وأهل بيته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.